The Huntington Theater has extended its current run of the play Mala for 2 more weeks. Mala is a one-woman play written and performed by Boston playwright and actor Melinda Lopez. It takes place during Boston's epic 2015 winter when Lopez's 92-year-old mother grew frail and then died. WBUR Arts reporter Maria Garcia spoke with Lopez about what it's like to revisit this traumatic moment of her life on stage.
Melinda, thanks for talking to us. I saw your play last night. You were so raw and so open. And you know that vulnerability is so essential in theater. So I wonder what it's like for you to relive these very traumatic moments from your life night after night on stage.
One of the things that's so fabulous about the theater is that you can go to this safe place to feel. And you feel because the person in front of you is feeling. And we're empathic creatures, you know. It's contagious feelings. I honor and respect the fear that I feel every night before I go on stage. I'm scared. But more than that, I feel really dedicated to making sure that the audience has an experience that's meaningful and that stays with them.
It seems like you're speaking as an actor, as the writer of this play, but what is performing this play for you as your mother's daughter, as your daughter's mother, as a woman, as you?
I don't know how to answer that. It's a lot of things. So I wrote the play about 2 years ago, and I wrote it in the middle of a lot of chaos, and that's where the play is set. It needs to live there. But I don't live there anymore, so there's a distance where I can look back and I can say, I remember exactly what it felt like to get that phone call or that text from the caregiver saying, you know, I'm calling 911. I remember exactly what it felt like to fight with my mother about whether or not she was going to get in the ambulance. Those feelings are right there. But I also know when I walk off stage that I'm not that person. You know, that is a person that I was 2 years ago. And I have so much compassion for her now.
How did you find that compassion for yourself?
It's a hard job to care for your parents. No one teaches you how to do it. You love them. You're frustrated. You don't know what's right. And so I can see mistakes I made or when I was short-tempered, and I know I was doing my best. You have to forgive yourself. You have to love the person that you were, the imperfect person that you were. I mean, and that's how we grow. That's how we learn.
Melinda, Mala is intense and it's emotional, but it's also really funny. I'm going to play this clip from the play where you're explaining why your 92-year-old mother still lives with you. Because you're Cuban, you say, and because sometimes you just have to pick your battles. Let's listen.
In my life, I've had a lot of battles with my parents. To start, over the course of my adulthood, I brought home 4 different guys, all of whom were the one. 3 were Jewish, and 1 was a ginger, which the less said about that, the better.
Why did you choose to unpack this heavy topic with humor?
Talking about these big issues feels scary, but it isn't scary. It's you're in the theater with a guide who's been there and who has a really particular kind of sense of humor about it. And the show is, it's the opposite of sentimental.
There's this scene where you talk about how your mother used to hit you as a child. And then when you have your own small daughter, you surprise yourself one day by reflexively mimicking that action. I wonder, what have the years since your mother's passing revealed to you about who you are as her daughter? What you want to emulate and what you don't.
I actually can't think of anything more wonderful than taking after my mother, right? In all the ways that she was magnificent. And I so honor her and love her for, you know, her strength and the things she accomplished. And she was also a deeply flawed human being, a product of her culture and her time. You know, I want to be just like my mother, and I want to be nothing like my mother. Both of those things are true.
Melinda Lopez, thank you for joining me. Melinda's one-woman play, Mala, is playing at the Calderwood Pavilion until February 4th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.